This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. If your digital growth strategy, especially in B2B, feels like you're always playing catch up, well, you probably are.
Mm-hmm.
Search habits are just changing so fast. What worked, say, 6 months ago for bringing in leads might actually be hurting your budget today.
It's a really common problem we're seeing.
So today, our mission is to really dig into two critical concepts. They're interconnected and they're driving success right now. Evolving search intent and impression share analysis.
Yeah, this deep dive is, I think, particularly crucial for B2B service firms. For too long, many companies have relied almost entirely on referrals.
Which are great, don't get me wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic foundation. But, you know, it's just not scalable in the long run.
Yeah.
So what we want to do here is give you a kind of blueprint.
Okay.
A way to build predictable growth by getting your content and your ad visibility truly aligned with how people are actually searching now. And when you really nail both intent and impression share, you don't just cut wasted ad spend. You also make sure the traffic you do pay for is much, much higher quality.
Okay, let's tackle the foundation first then. Search intent. I mean, at its core, it's pretty simple, right? It's the why behind the search.
Exactly, the purpose. Are they trying to learn something? Compare options. Or are they ready to, you know, make a purchase?
And those basic categories still hold up, yeah. Informational, commercial, maybe transactional.
They do. But here's the kicker. The intent within those categories and how users move between them, well, that's what's dynamic. It's not fixed. It's certainly not linear anymore.
Okay. Dynamic how? What's driving the change?
Oh, lots of things. User behavior shifts constantly. Industry trends pop up. Google tweaks its algorithm, sometimes in major ways. And then you have new tech like voice search, AI search summaries.
Right, like the SGE stuff.
Precisely. All of this changes how and why people search. So if you're still assuming the user journey follows that neat little funnel you learned about back in, say, 2019, well, you're likely misallocating budget. Big time.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting, I think. We found a great example, a classic keyword, right? Best CRM software.
Mm-hmm. A real bottom funnel keyword, traditionally.
Exactly. A few years back, searching that meant, okay, this person's ready. Ready for a demo, ready for a trial, basically ready to buy.
Yep, high intent, transactional.
But today, that same search, best CRM software, often signals something totally different. It's often the start of their research journey.
That's the key shift. They're looking for comparisons, feature lists, maybe pricing breakdowns. They're nowhere near ready to buy yet.
So if your ad or even your top organic result shoves them straight to a book your demo now page,
they're gone instantly.
Yeah.
It's jarring. It interrupts their flow and they bounce. That mismatch is honestly probably a $1 million mistake for many B2B companies right now.
Wow. Okay. So recognizing that intent has sort of moved upstream earlier in the process, that's the competitive edge.
Absolutely. That's where you gain leverage. When you actually align your strategy, your content, your landing pages with this evolved intent, you get, well, at least four huge advantages.
All right, lay them out for us.
Okay, first, you attract much higher quality traffic.
Why?
Because your content actually meets them where they are in their journey. It resonates.
Makes sense. What's second?
Second, it leads to way better lead qualification down the line.
Hold on, though. If you're focusing on people who are just researching, purely informational, aren't you maybe wasting time and money on folks who'll never convert? How do you justify that early investment?
That is a really critical question. And the justification is this. You're building trust and establishing authority early, right at the start of their journey.
Okay. So you capture them before competitors even get a look in.
Exactly. You become the helpful resource first. Then you can nurture and qualify them over time as their intent naturally evolves towards making a decision.
Yeah.
This also leads to smarter SEO investments.
How so?
Because you stop wasting resources chasing keywords where the intent has shifted away from what you offer at that stage. You focus your efforts where they'll actually connect. And finally, number four, when your content lines up with the user's intent stage, your ROI tracking becomes much more meaningful. It's easier to attribute conversions correctly because you've guided them through a logical sequence.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, so this leads us right into the practical side, content. If intent is constantly shifting, what are the concrete steps? How do we build or maybe rebuild our content funnel to stay aligned?
Step one is regular, almost surgical reassessment. You can't just set it and forget it.
Yeah.
You absolutely need to be using your tools. Google Search Console is great for seeing actual queries, arrefs, SEMrush for broader trends, and audit the keywords driving traffic.
But don't just look at the keywords.
Look at the behavior on the page. Exactly. Analyze what people do after they land. Are they clicking through? Are they bouncing immediately? Are they hitting your high-intent service page, but then maybe using your site search to look for a how-to guide or pricing comparison?
Ah, okay. So you're looking for that mismatch.
Find the mismatch. Hmm. If it exists, that page, even if it ranks well, is fundamentally failing to meet the current search intent.
And if it's failing, you need to restructure. Which brings us, I guess, to mapping content across the funnel stages. It sounds basic, funnel mapping, but you're saying few companies do it dynamically enough.
It's often treated as a one-off exercise, but it needs constant tending. You have to consciously, deliberately organize your content based on where someone likely is in their decision-making journey, from just curious all the way to ready to sign.
Okay, let's break that down. Top of funnel, TOFU, this is the awareness, the informational layer, right?
Correct. Foundational content, blog posts answering high-level questions, simple checklists they can use, those what-is-type articles, solving a broad problem or defining a concept, very low commitment.
Got it. Then, middle of funnel, MOFU. They know the problem, now they're looking at solutions.
Precisely. They start evaluating options. This is where your high-value persuasive content lives. Detailed case studies showing results. Unbiased comparison guides, maybe comparing your approach to others. Webinar recordings, white papers.
Things that build credibility and show expertise.
Exactly. These assets move them from just being aware of the problem to seriously considering you as a potential solution provider.
And then finally, bottom of funnel, BOFU. This is where the intent is clearly transactional.
Yep. The conversion zone. Demo request pages, specific client testimonials with real names and results, service pages that focus heavily on ROI and clear next steps. It's direct.
So having that layered approach means you hopefully have something relevant ready, no matter where they are in their journey.
That's the goal. And one more check for existing content. Audit pages that ranked, well, maybe even just a year or two ago. Ask yourself honestly, does this page still align with how people search for this topic today?
Good point.
And critically, does the page offer a clear, logical next step? You don't want a basic what is X page linking straight to a buy now button. It's too big a jump.
Yeah, that friction kills conversions. And we can't forget the technical stuff that helps you actually win visibility on the search results page itself, right?
Oh, absolutely crucial. Google loves content that directly answers specific questions. This is where good technical SEO execution really shines.
So things like FAQ sections.
Yes, definitely leveraging FAQs tailored to those emerging search patterns is key. But even more powerful, arguably, is using schema markup.
Explain schema markup quickly.
Sure. Think of it like labeling your content for Google in a language it understands perfectly. You're telling the search engine explicitly, this part is a question, this part is the answer, this is a review, this is the price.
Ah, so it removes ambiguity for the search engine.
Exactly. And that makes it exponentially easier for Google to pull your content into those highly visible featured snippets, or the people also ask boxes. Huge visibility boost.
So the big takeaway for this whole content section seems to be, this isn't a one-and-done project. It requires ongoing auditing, maybe quarterly reporting, because that intent target keeps moving.
Constantly moving. You have to stay vigilant.
Okay. Now, let's shift gears because, well, here's the harsh truth. You could have the most perfectly aligned, beautifully crafted content funnel ever created. Mm-hmm. But if no one actually sees it, it's basically invisible. It achieves nothing.
Sad but true.
Which brings us from organic content strategy squarely into the world of paid advertising visibility. Let's talk impression share analysis.
Right. Impression share, often just called IS, let's define it clearly. It's the percentage of times your ads were actually shown compared to the total number of times they could have been shown.
Okay. Make that real for us. Give us an example.
Sure. Let's say your campaign report shows an impression share of 60%. What does that actually mean? It means that 40% of the time, your ad was eligible to show for a relevant search query. It didn't.
40% missed opportunities.
Exactly. And that missing 40% isn't just vanishing into thin air. Yeah. It's highly likely going straight into the pockets of your competitors who did show up for that search.
And in the B2B space, where you've got long sales cycles, really high value deals, visibility matters a lot. It builds that baseline trust, doesn't it?
It really does. Potential clients, especially for complex services, often gravitate towards the brands they see most often.
Yeah.
The ones that seem, well, established and ever-present. Impression share analysis gives you that crucial leverage because it doesn't just tell you that you're losing ground.
It tells you why.
Precisely. The why is where the diagnostic power lies. First, you need to differentiate the basics. You'll look at search impression share versus display impression share. They behave differently.
Okay, platform differences. But the really actionable insight comes from understanding why you lost those impressions, right?
Yeah.
What are the levers failing you?
That's the core of it. We track two main culprits for lost impressions. First is lost IS, budget.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, this one's simple. You missed out on impressions because your daily or campaign budget cap was hit too early. You literally ran out of money for the day.
Okay. Annoying but fixable. What's the other one?
The other, often more complex metric, is lost IS rank. This means you missed impressions because your ad rank wasn't high enough to win the auction, or at least win a visible position.
Right. Ad rank. This is where the technical side of paid search comes in again. What actually determines that rank?
Okay, ad rank is essentially the score Google gives your ad in each auction to decide its position. The calculation is, fundamentally, your maximum bid amount multiplied by your quality score.
Quality score, that's key.
Absolutely critical, especially for high-cost B2B keywords. If you have a low quality score, maybe because your ad copy isn't relevant or your landing page experience is poor, you might have to bid, say, $50 per click just to show up on the first page.
While a competitor.
While your competitor with a fantastic quality score might win that same top position bidding only $35. So lost IS rank tells you your ad relevance, your expected click-through rate, or your landing page experience is actively costing you potential high-value clients.
That really brings the cost into focus. Let's use that B2B example again. Imagine a campaign for, I don't know, enterprise software services. You dig into the data and find you're losing 35% of potential impressions because your rank is too low, and maybe another 20% because your budget keeps capping out.
Okay, so add that up.
That's a staggering 55% of your potential market share just gone. Absorbed by competitors who were there when you weren't. For a company selling high-ticket services, losing even a fraction of that visibility in key markets could mean sacrificing huge amounts of long-term revenue.
It's immense. But what's really powerful here is how directly these findings, lost IS budget, lost IS rank, tell you exactly what to do next.
Okay, so you've done the analysis. You know why you're losing impressions. What's the game plan?
Well, there's a pretty clear 5-point strategy that emerges to improve your impression share. First, and you only do this if lost IS budget is significant.
Don't just throw money blindly.
Right. Increase your budget strategically. Focus the extra spend specifically on those campaigns hitting their caps that target your highest value keywords or most profitable geographic regions.
Smart scaling. Got it. What's next?
Second, refine your targeting. Get much tighter. Implement stricter geographic controls if needed. Use advanced audience segmentation. Maybe target specific industries or company sizes. Optimize for the devices your best customers actually use.
The goal being to stop wasting budget on clicks that never convert.
Exactly. Cut the waste. Third, boost your ad relevance. This ties right back to our discussion on intent. Make absolutely sure your ad headlines and descriptions perfectly match the current evolving user intent for those keywords.
See? There's the link again. Paid needs to know what content figured out about intent.
It's absolutely mandatory integration for success now.
Yeah.
They can't be separate teams working in silos.
Okay, fourth point.
Fourth, focus obsessively, relentlessly on improving your quality score.
Because that lowers your costs and boosts your rank.
Precisely. A higher quality score driven by ad relevance, expected click-through rate, and that all-important landing page experience helps you win more auctions without having to constantly jack up your bids. It's the single most powerful lever for cost-effective visibility.
Makes sense. And the final point.
Finally, use the impression share analysis itself to guide resource allocation. Identify your top-performing campaigns, the ones with good IS and good conversion rates, and double down on them. Pull budget away from the consistent underperformers flagged by the IS data.
Okay, so let's synthesize this for everyone listening, especially those running a B2B growth engine. We've covered content strategy, adapting to dynamic intent, and now these mechanics of paid visibility through impression share. What's the big picture message?
The big picture. It's that treating your content strategy and your paid advertising strategy as like separate independent functions operating in different buildings. Well, that's just a recipe for failure in today's digital world. It doesn't work anymore.
They have to be integrated.
Completely. Evolving search intent tells you what topics matter now, what user pain points to address, and where in the funnel to place that content to effectively nurture and qualify a lead.
And impression share.
Impression share tells you how often that perfectly crafted, intent-matched message is actually getting delivered to your ideal customer when they're actively searching, especially in those high-stakes paid auctions. You need both. They're competitive necessities now, not just nice to haves.
Okay, let's do a quick recap of this deep dive then. Key takeaways. Search intent isn't static, it's dynamic. You need to constantly audit it to avoid that best CRM software mistake, assuming purchase intent when it's really research.
Right. And content needs to be explicitly mapped to 2FU, MOFU, and BOFU stages. Don't forget the technical details like schema markup to help Google understand and feature your content.
Then, on the paid side, visibility hinges on understanding impression share. Specifically, tracking and actively working to reduce loss IS due to budget constraints and, perhaps more importantly, due to low ad rank, which is heavily influenced by your quality score.
Perfectly summarized.
Yeah.
And if we just zoom out one last time, connect it to the bigger business picture. Here's a final thought for you, the listener, to really chew on.
Okay.
Imagine this scenario. Your content team does brilliant work. They perfectly optimize a set of pages for a high-value research stage keyword cluster. They've nailed the evolving intent.
Good start.
But simultaneously, your paid search team, maybe operating without that insight, is losing 55% of the available impressions for those exact same keywords. Maybe 30% due to rank, 25% due to budget.
Ouch.
How much potential ROI, how much long-term customer value are you genuinely sacrificing simply because your content strategy and your ad strategy are treated as completely separate siloed functions? Think about that misconnection. That's where the real leverage lies. Knowledge here truly is leverage.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.